Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Okay, good morning, good morning. My name is Andrea Simintov, and you are listening to Pull Up a Chair on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Well, it's August, so the sun is still shining in Israel, but it's been a little bit overcast. Very unusual for here in the Middle East. We usually drown in sunshine, and we've had days and days of overcast mornings. Indeed, a dash of rain up north. But Andrea, what in the world does that have to do with the show? But Andrea, what in the world does that have to do with your introduction? I'll tell you. Why are things overcast? Is the world overcast? Are things changing to a bleaker tomorrow? Can't bear it. Can't begin to assume that that would be the omen from the sky. Do you remember the song, those of you who are my geezer age? Do you remember Sonny and Cher back in the 60s? They used to sing, and the beat goes on, and the beat goes on. Well, I kept thinking about it yesterday. The corona beat goes on, and we're not waking up. The music keeps pounding, and we are still living under this heinous umbrella called COVID with no end in sight. So I keep hearing around people saying, well, we have to learn to live with it for a while. I got to tell you something. I'm a slow learner. I'm not doing well in that learning department. And I live in Israel. I got to tell you, Israel is the land, when it comes to COVID, the land of the slow learners. Apparently, our new claim to fame, land of heroes, land of miracle workers, we are the land that is getting the most infections at the most rapid rate per capita. I have to tell you, so today's show is going to be less about how horrible we are behaving, but more about how wonderful we were and indeed have the potential to be. Special birthday coming up this week, historical birthday. I'm going to talk more about it when we come back. See you on the other side.
Always challenging the status quo. Hello, I'm Rod Bryant on Beyond the Matrix here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I want to encourage you to listen each week, every Wednesday at the same time, for an amazing show that will challenge you, inform you, and inspire. News, views, and wisdom for the nations here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Don't forget, Beyond the Matrix every week, Wednesday, here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
And we're back. Andrea Simintov, pull up a chair. Oh, pull up a chair. Pull up a futon on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. So before we go on, we have to say our good nights. I started to post now the time. We're 7 a.m. in Israel on Thursday morning, but I found out that that is +3 on the GMT. I believe that's Greenwich Meridian time. Just to let you know that I do my research and I'm very deeply connected. All right. So good night, Laila Tov. It's very late. It's after midnight in the U.S. and in Canada listening in. Also, I think it's very late at night in Colombia and Panama who are listening in an early morning. Boker Tov Eretz Israel. Boker Tov Eretz Israel ha-Corona-Nikim. All right. We say hi to Canada and our friends in the UK is listening in. France, bon matin. Philippines, Belgium, Switzerland is listening in this morning. Norway, Panama, and Colombia. Very nice to have you on. Drop me a note. Drop me a note in the chat room. Let me know you're listening in. You don't have to call. You don't have to talk to me. You don't have to actually be in real time. Even as my husband says, I can be scary. All right. This week, the big mystery. We have Hannah in the chat room, and she did not rise to the challenge. She's going to kill me off the air. This week on Sunday, drive past my house. You will see me draped in blue and white because 117 years ago, this coming Sunday on August 16th, I hope I don't get this wrong, was the birth of my personal hero, one of my many, but really right up front and center of Menachem Begin. Menachem Begin, really the hero who I would say with his passion, his Zionist clarity, his Jewish pride. Remember his line? You are not talking to a Jew with trembling knees. Okay, so Menachem Begin's birthday is this Sunday, 117 years ago. I remember clearly he was a hero. We had his picture up in our like side hallway. Whenever you went upstairs, you had like past Menachem Begin and wave. Wasn't quite like a mezuzah, but close enough. And so I urge anyone listening in. Yes, good morning, Cyprus. Okay. We're so coming down to visit you, all right? You're going to be sorry you even posted that. So I beg any of you, all of you, look up Menachem Begin. If you think that the era of heroes is done and gone, if you think that it only can be read about in dog-eared and yellowed history book pages, only now. More and more each year, more and more is being written with glowing terms. We do not know how history is going to look at so many of us. That's one of the things we sit. I know my husband and I sit. We have company. We have coffee in the morning. How is so-and-so going to be perceived historically? The gurus of today, the rock stars, the political rock stars that everyone said were ahead of their time, will they be seen in glowing light? I don't know. But all I know is that Menachem Begin, I love one of the things he always used to say. I just need to get this one line. One of the things Zev Dov, when Menachem Begin, I'm getting teary. Whenever he stood up to speak and he would introduce himself, he would say, I am Menachem Begin, son of Zev Dov Begin. What was he saying? What was he teaching us? What is the lesson we can take today? We have to live our lives as though our children will introduce themselves as Bobby, son of, because the son of has to denote pride. He was the son of Zev Dov, and Zev Dov was the son of, and his father was the son of. What Menachem Begin was saying is we have an unbreakable line, an unbreakable connection. I don't go protesting outside of my house. The name of my street is called Olei HaGardom, Governor's Mansion. It's all about the time of the British invasion of our holy Israel. And right behind my house is the street Dov Gruner. Now, Dov Gruner was a partner. He was also a heroic soldier in the Irgun. And when the British caught him, this was, I think, prior to Menachem Begin blowing up the King David Hotel. Just to let you know what Jews used to be made of. I hope you're listening in, Seth Rogen, you jerk. Anyway, Dov Gruner, before the British were to hang him, and believe me, Menachem Begin did all he could to stop that hanging. What were the words of the Dove Grooners of our day? Of course I want to live. Who does not? But I am about to finish it, mainly because I did not manage to do enough. I too could have let the future fend for itself, taken the job I was promised, or left the country altogether and lived securely in America. But that would not have given me a satisfaction as a Jew, and certainly not a Zionist. Dove Gruner was the heartbeat. He was the blood. He was the guru and the rock star that had a profound effect on Menachem Begin. I just want to close with this as we talk about Menachem Begin before his birthday, because even in the midst of this coronavirus horror, there's things that are outside of it, things that are even more important, ideas, thoughts, visions, and goals that supersede the ugly of our now. Yehuda Avner, he was a political advisor and author of the book entitled The Prime Ministers. I beg all of you, take notes. Read the book, The Prime Ministers. So he met with the Lubavitcher Rebbe after Menachem Begin met President Carter. Okay, after he met him, and this is a quote from the Rebbe: by maintaining your firm stand on Eretz Israel in the White House, he's speaking to Menachem Begin, you have given strength to the whole of the Jewish people. You have succeeded in safeguarding the integrity of Eretz Israel while avoiding a confrontation with the United States. That is true Jewish statesmanship. Forthright, bold, without pretense or apology, continue to be strong and of good courage. My friends listening in, not enough can be said about the great Menachem Begin. Happy birthday, Mr. Prime Minister. His memory should be for a blessing. Okay, so that's my Menachem Begin bit. Let me just see how I'm going time-wise. Because as I talk about that, and believe me, during his day, Menachem Begin, oh my, he was judged so harshly. And I think one of the things I apologize for in this great zest, this great zeal, that was the word zeal. You know, we lose the English, but it's not really replaced by Hebrew. It's just you become bleh in a couple of languages. Bibi, my Bibi, how will he be judged? I have no idea what the job entails because I'm sitting in my little piece of land in this vast world, my piece of land that's the size, according to the last atlas I read, the size of New Jersey. And I think about the wars Bibi has averted. I think about our national security. I think about how he has protected us from enemies inside and outside, even as he is under siege from those who even indeed voted for him. How our relationships with the Jewish communities around the world, although many times fractious, he's given a pride. He also has brought out of the woodwork the apologetic Jews. Until coronavirus, our economy was soaring, and I promise you, it will be back. The relationships with indeed our Arab neighbors are improving daily. Africa and Israel are beginning to march together as one, shoulder to shoulder. Our medical inroads, where we're going, high tech. You know it. Even those who hate Israel, they can't help but gasp where we're going. The infrastructure, the roads, I can't get anywhere because as annoyed as I am, I know it's getting better and better. And our glorious military, our higher education, it just goes on and on and on. And I'm going to dare and say it. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Prime Minister. Because even in hating you, it's a luxury I have and the people have. Because under your watch, we're safe. We're safer. And we're walking the Begin Highway. Andrea Simintov, guess what? See you on the other side.
Shalom, everybody. Making a difference often takes just one moment and one person at a time. I am Orly Benny Davis, your show host on Israel News Talk Radios from Jerusalem with love. You'll be hearing people talking about politics, religion, social issues, and making a better tomorrow. Join me, Orly Benny Davis, for God and Country from Jerusalem with love.
Wednesdays on Israel News Talk Radio.
Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Did you know this psalm and many others were composed by a Jewish shepherd and musician who later became a king? Would you like to know some of the inner meanings of psalms to help you connect with God and strengthen your soul? An exciting and easy-to-read book is now available, which will help you do just that. Software for the Soul, Psalms for Everyone, available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. Software for the Soul.
Modesty at the beach? It isn't just about body image. It's about feeling good. Modest swimsuits, so we don't get burned by the sun.
So we won't get ogled by strangers.
So we'll feel free to express ourselves without the need to expose ourselves.
Let Marcy Modest help you to cover up what you want, how you want.
Made in Israel.
Visit MarcyModest.com. That's MarseaModest.com.
And get a 10% discount on your first purchase.
Two new shows on Israel News Talk Radio.
The return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel was prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago and is coming true today. Shalom. Join me, Josh Wander, on Israel Unplugged. Listen in as we delve into the spiritual and physical aspects of the Jewish return to Zion. We'll discuss the biblically mandated, historic, and of course practical understandings of this incredible transition from exile to redemption. That's Israel Unplugged, every Monday on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
How did a nice Jewish girl from Delaware end up living in Israel?
Shalom, I'm Natalie Sapinski. Join me on my show, Returning Home. Meet different people who have moved to Israel. Hear their personal stories, their highs, their lows, and everything in between. Each week, we talk to experts on immigration and the process of moving to Israel. Listen to Returning Home every Thursday, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
Okay, we're back. Andrea Simintov, pull up a chair, IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. If anything I mention on the show, if I quote anything, if I have statistics, it's so rare. But anyway, if there's anything that you would like me to send you my source material on, drop me a note, Andrea@IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, and I'll be happy to send you the link to anything we speak about. Wow. Wow, some delicious friends, indeed, I dare to say friends, have joined us from overseas listening in, not only the list that I read prior to, but I hope you don't get in trouble. We have some of our friends from Saudi Arabia. You listen in? You do listen in occasionally. Nice to have you aboard. Australia, of course. Brazil. China's listening in this morning. Cyprus, come on, we know that. And of course, the Netherlands. I think we had the Netherlands before. Oh, that was Norway. All right. So very nice. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining. Yeah, you're up. You're awake. Or as they say, you be woke. That's good. So one of the other things I did want to just pick up on that last thread, you know, again, some of the things I love to, I have many dear friends, really dear friends, who I would say are middle left, let's say, of the Senate aisle, who live on the left side of the Senate aisle, more so than I clearly do, some of them to the far left. And there's a time, you know, we're all doing one another a big disservice if we hold the my way or the highway, what was it, my way, the byway, America, love it or leave it, that kind of philosophy. It behooves us to listen to one another, to really listen to one another. I promise you, your world won't blow up if you hear the side of your friend across the table. And I know we have listeners listening in, and a lot of people want me to raise my arms in the air and, you know, shout my support, my Donald Trump battle cry, go, go, go. You know what? You're not going to hear it here. You're not going to hear it here. Somebody yesterday told me that this is the first time her absentee ballot using husband is not going to vote. He can't bring himself to vote. I get it. I hear him. I was surprised. I can't believe he's throwing up his arms. I believe that all of us, even those on the political left, of which I cannot be counted, get out there and vote. Get out there and vote, because if you do not vote, now that Joe Biden has selected a running mate, the election is on. It's on. It's no more sitting at the fence. Get out there and vote. This show will never, God help me, if I try to sway anyone, but get out there and vote. Do not sit back. Hold your nose, bring a barf bag. As far as I can see, for all of us, anybody who is American, a holder of an American passport, anybody who lives in America and is invested in the American economy and is depending on America to remain true to its values, get out and vote. Don't say that this election has nothing to do with you. We've had more appealing elections. And indeed, as I say, history is very, very fickle. Everyone thinks it can never get worse. Well, guess what? History tells us differently. It is what it is. And vote. Okay? Vote without enthusiasm. Vote with great zeal. Vote. All right. I told you that. One of the reasons I say that is because I came across, this is an old article, but I just loved this line. And it said, you know, the people of Israel have spoken. It was like after election 107 that we had, maybe like 11 elections this year. And it said, the people of Israel have spoken. They want to live in Netanyahu's Israel. And those who disagree will disagree with that line. But one thing I tell you, Israelis are not stupid, arrogant perhaps, but not stupid, and they're not underinformed. Israelis are not unfairly being manipulated or swayed by political opinions. Country's too small. Everybody runs a party. Everybody knows what they're going to get with a Netanyahu government. And difficult. Not difficult. I believe that the Israeli left, forgive me for messing it up there, the Israeli left, they're taking to the streets, but they need not just better PR, they need better training. They need to take a deeper look. Here I am helping them. Take a deeper look at the American left that tends to rally shoulder to shoulder, that tends to consolidate a view and put out a platform. The Israeli left is so disorganized, so discordant, so weak. Get yourself together, because if you want to really mount an opposition ever to Benjamin Netanyahu, you have to do a lot better than a Yair Lapid. Oh boy. And you got to do a hell of a lot better than Benny Gantz. Oh, poor Benny Gantz. Refuah Shalema. Get better, Benny Gantz. Just get better. The Israelis have spoken. They know what they want. All right. Let's see how we're doing time-wise. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Do I have to talk about Seth Rogen anymore? I hate him. Joby. He's been backpedaling. He doesn't like, I think apparently his parents were very upset that he was allowed a free rein at stupidity. Okay. Just to say crap to make him, again, another Hollywood bottom feeder. Let's see. Came across a cute article talking about Frank Sinatra. That was when America was America. Frank Sinatra, you know, he understood. He was a tough guy who appreciated tough guys. He appreciated Israel. Hollywood stood behind Israel because they understood the concept of gasp, forgive me, an underdog. Who else came out in honor of this? Was actually, it was Engelhard. Jack Engelhard wrote this article. I have no idea where. I can't remember. I cut off the top. But who were some of the star-studded Rockies who blessed Israel? We had the Marlon Brandos, the Edward G. Robinson. Remember Korach and the Ten Commandments? Oh, that was painful. Paul Muni, all of them. Sinatra, the Jews loved him. He was a Jew. He was our boy. He wasn't really. But when we loved him, when he was bad, we loved him. When he was good, we loved him. Great quote. Ernest Hemingway once said, in America, a good guy always comes along. You know, I hope so. Because back then, even if I'm walking around with rose-colored glasses, I believe the same of Israel. The good guys do come around. The tough guys come around. You know, well, I don't want to talk about Seth Rogen anymore. Silly, silly boy, pampered boy, an indulged boy. All right, this is very interesting, okay, because we have Cyprus listening in. And Cyprus, my friend in Cyprus, I know who you are. Hello, hello. So I don't know about you, but we keep getting messages here in Israel that the house prices in Cyprus, it's so affordable. I mean, anything's affordable compared to Israel. It's a nightmare. So then this week we got an article that said the home prices in Israel will fall, period. I take issue. It's not going to happen. It says that in Israel, they say it'll never happen, but the best indicators indeed will say that the market's going to freeze in anticipation of wars, in a third intifada, ugly stuff, and it's going to happen. I'll believe it when I see it. It's not going to happen. All right, before we go into the Devar Torah section, very fascinating this week, I want to get this one word in. Went out to dinner with friends this week, and one of the couples at the table were saying, oh, I could never do this. I could never do that. I would never. We were talking about skydiving for some reason, something that it's not on my bucket list. And I suddenly kept hearing the couldn't, I couldn't, I couldn't. And you know what? Let's not deflect personal involvement. We can do anything. It's what we choose. And I suddenly thought to myself, my friends, if we make mistakes and we make political mistakes, we make fiscal mistakes, we make relationship mistakes, it only means that we're both alive and it means that we're in the game. And the only people who have never made mistakes are those who stay hidden and those who do not participate. And what I want to say more than anything is, we talk about this all the time, that God gives us a beautiful canvas to paint upon every single day. And we either make a masterpiece or it's a nightmare destined for the dustbin. But if we go to bed at night and we are the same person we were when that day started, oy vavoy lano, how terrible. We've lost a precious 24 hours. All of us, let's aspire to be different, to be braver, to be more childlike, and to be more curious. When we wake up, either tomorrow morning, for those of you who are up so late tonight, or tomorrow morning, Friday morning here in Eretz Israel, let's be different. Let's be fun. Let's know less and ask more. Andrea Simento. I'll see you on the other side.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
This is Shai Ben-Tekoa. Each week I'll be webcasting to you from Judea, origin of the word Jew, a people besieged and beleaguered in every generation. Nazi Germany is but a memory, but in its place the world invented the phantom Palestinians as this generation's internationally authorized Jew killers. Tune in for a different slant on life in Israel, Phantom Nation, every Monday.
Hi, I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
How did a nice Jewish girl from Delaware end up living in Israel?
Shalom, I'm Natalie Sapinski. Join me on my show, Returning Home. Meet different people who have moved to Israel. Hear their personal stories, their highs, their lows, and everything in between. Each week, we talk to experts on immigration and the process of moving to Israel. Listen to Returning Home every Thursday, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
Okay, we're back. Andrea Simento, pull up a chair, pull up a futon, pull up a, oh my gosh, I went to the beach. This is the last section. We have to keep it holy and all lofty, but I have to tell you, my husband, I went to the beach yesterday. Israelis aren't getting it. They're not getting it. The beach was packed. I was horrified. I thought middle of the week, I can sneak there with my friend. We were the only two in the water with masks. You should see what my sunburn looks like today. It's not good. All right, like. You know, usually they say the one, like you get like the eyes, like the eye patches of the bandits. Not so much today. I have like a mouth patch. Anyway, he gave me this seat. I don't know. He actually purchased it. He really spent money on this thing online. And you're supposed to like shake it and it blows up like a personal beach boat. You sit inside it. It was so humiliating. I'm shaking it. And I ended up just laying on this piece of blue fabric. It was embarrassing. Okay, here we go. So actually, I'm having a little back and forth with my friend Jay in Cyprus. And yeah, smart guy. I like his take. But he said something, let me just to go back a little bit. And this actually, today, this parsha, the Torah portion this week is called Re'eh. Re'eh. I love it. You know, they give you the hint. Ra'eh means sight, to see, seeing. Seeing is believing. Proof is in the pudding. And came across this great quote by Rabbi Alexander Friedman. It comes from the Sefer, the book, Wellsprings of Torah. So in it, he tells this comment of the Sforno saying, here's the instructions, boys and girls. You ready? Sforno says, take care that you do not go after middle roads and compromises. Behold, I have put before thee two extreme opposites, a blessing and a curse. There is no alternative. If you do not choose the path that leads to a blessing, you have thereby taken the path that leads to a curse. There is no middle road. We talked about that, everybody. No vote is a vote. God doesn't give us the clarity of what is the right road. My correct road might be antithetical to your correct road. Remember the Jewish teaching? You do not have to see completion, but you are not free to desist. So all of us decide there is no middle of the fence. It does indeed injure the groin. Okay. On that lofty note, let's just see here. Here we go. Okay. Ra'eh, seeing. Moses, our teacher, to Moshe, life choices are clear. Remember, Moshe has a hotline to heaven. It's amazing. He tells the Jewish people to merely look, ra'eh, and they will see the difference between life and death, good and evil, eternity, and time-burdened irrelevance. He begs the Jewish people, use your common sense, pay attention to the experiences over these past 40 years in the desert. Understand, learn, embrace your story. Only then are you going to be able to clearly see that life is rife with choices and that basic decisions have to be made regarding those things that should be both visible and viable and indeed obvious to them. You know, but we know that when people are aware of the consequences of their behavior, they actually do see the decisions and the choices and the problems that they make. And a lot of the times, they're going to choose to sin and take the wrong turn in life. I tell you, I was a smoker. I used to smoke. And every time I lit a cigarette, I would negotiate. I would justify. I would rationalize my smoking. People know that drug addiction and that behaving immorally, you don't have to be Torah bound. You don't even have to believe in a God in heaven, a higher power, to know that there's moral and immoral behavior. Inevitably, it leads to personal disaster, and the evidence is abundant. We all know the causes. And yet still, people smoke, people drink, people shoot up. People chase relationships that will compromise what they claim is holy in their lives. None of this holds people back from the creepiness of being themselves. I heard a story once in my own time. I can't tell you the source of the story, but it was told by Rabbi Avraham Twersky. I was at a lovely shiur, a Torah lesson, and he told the story of a group of children whose father was so incredibly addicted to alcohol that he had spent away the family fortunes he had gone through. I mean, their mother left them. The children abandoned him. And finally they said, you know what? We have to, you know, what is it? Tough love. We have to shock him, shock therapy. And they took him to visit Skid Row, where victims of the most vile forms of alcoholism were lying on the street, laying in their own filth. And one of the drunks that he came upon, he was wallowing in the gutter. Well, I don't have to paint a better picture to you. And his children took their father, Abba, Abba, look at him. Don't you see where this excessive drinking will lead you? And the father got closer to him and closer to him. And with tears in his eyes, he whispered, where did you get such good booze? We see what we want to see. What's perfectly obvious to some of us who claim to be sane and rational is not seen by somebody who is enwrapped in self-destruction or his evil instinct. You know, parents and educators know that, you know, that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. A friend of mine was telling me this story yesterday that she knows someone who is going, it's what you call suicide by the installment method, you know, eating herself to death, eating the most terrible foods, cannot walk. I mean, waking up in pain, all kinds of medical conditions. And on her kitchen counter, she had a jar of baked goods and then claiming that it was for the family. And so my close friend said to her, you're lying to yourself. You don't need that in the house. Nobody in your family needs it. And I then said to my friend, did she ask you? Did she say, tell me something about the food on my kitchen counter that I need to know to take me in a better direction? And the answer was, well, no, but I wanted her to know. And like what we said about the Israeli people, they know what they're getting with Netanyahu. people who are drug addicted or sex addicted or politics addicted, they know what they're getting. We can only be our personal bests. I was going to say our personals best, our personal bests, and lead by example. We know in parenting, tough love rarely works, but leading by example and leaving a legacy. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to say. Many things in life, again, to go back, appear simple and logical to one person and yet remain beyond the understanding. Very funny, I sing. I don't understand how somebody can't carry a tune. I love to cook. I love to cook. To me, lock me in my kitchen. Don't make me clean the house. Don't let me see a client. Don't give me any bills to pay. Lock me up with the food and the kitchen stove, and I'm happy. When I hear that somebody hates to cook, can't get out of the kitchen fast enough, I scratch my head. I don't get it. But Moshe is blessed with these immense powers of prophecy. And he doesn't understand why the Jews are fighting with him. You know, the Torah brings out this week that geniuses, much of the time, they're not necessarily the best teachers because, again, they can't understand why the students are so dense and don't understand that which is obvious. The Jewish people, they heard the words of Moshe over more than 3,000 years ago in the desert of Sinai. They heard from the mouth of the guru to believe his message because their faith in him and their experiences of revelation were so apparent. But 3,000 years later, we don't have to rely on this prophetic advice in the words of Moshe. All we have to look at is the benefit of our experience, the benefit of history. We can look back and assess the choices that the Jewish people at those time made. We can judge the decisions which were wise. We can judge that which was foolish. We already see what led to survival and eternity and what led to destruction. We have at least that 20/20 of hindsight. And because of this ability to read, because of the ra'eh, our gift of sight, and to know our history, we can choose more wisely. Indeed, we Jews do have a propensity to make very bad choices and ignore the clear lessons of our history. But the statement of Moshe that says that we should see clearly even today tells us that our past should teach us and give us direction about where we should go and what pitfalls we should indeed avoid. Andrea Simintov from Yerushalayim, I wish you Shabbat Shalom u'mivorach.
Israel News Talk Radio's chat room. Just click the orange button at the top of the IsraelNewsTalkRadio.home page, log in as yourself or an anonymous guest, and join in on the fun. You'll meet other listeners from all over the world who listen to Israel News Talk Radio, and you can make new friends. Israel News Talk Radio's chat room. It's the closest you can get to being in the studio with us.
We love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candlelighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.